I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. A mix of rain and snow is expected in Metro Atlanta today. A winter weather advisory remains in effect from this morning and through tomorrow. The advisory means that periods of rain and snow could produce minor travel impacts, especially on roads and bridges and overpasses. Basil Ellaby, the homeless man charged in the I-85 bridge fire and collapse, will appear in a Fulton County court this morning to end the criminal prosecution of his case. Attorneys representing Ellaby say he'll avoid jail time by entering an accountability court program. Atlanta police say Ellaby set fire to a shopping cart underneath I-85 last March. The blaze eventually spread to construction material that the Georgia Department of Transportation stored under the bridge and caused a chunk of the busy highway to collapse. Ellaby was charged with arson, but Ellaby's pro bono attorneys say he was just used as a scapegoat. The city of Atlanta confirms it's restructuring its Office of Resilience, and an internal email suggests two key positions are being eliminated. Yesterday, GPB was sent a copy of an email from Chief Resilience Officer Stephanie Stuckey. It states that the positions of Director of Climate Policy and another Senior Policy Advisor will be eliminated this month under a plan to reorganize the department. Mayor Kasim Reed's press secretary Jenna Garland confirms the restructuring, but she says the city will not comment on personnel matters. We have tweeted the statement from @GPB News. This news comes on the heels of a new report from Moody's credit rating agency that warns that U.S. cities and states need to prepare for the effects of climate change or risk being downgraded. Moody's determined that Georgia, among other states, are within the highest risk of climate change-related damage. Civil rights icon and Atlanta Congressman John Lewis says that he will not attend the opening of a museum in Mississippi alongside President Trump. In a statement, Lewis and Congressman Benny Thompson said it's a, quote, insult that Trump will attend the opening of the Mississippi Civil Rights and History Museums tomorrow. They cite Trump's disparaging remarks about women, the disabled, immigrants, and the National Football League players. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders responded yesterday saying, quote, we think it's unfortunate that these members of Congress wouldn't join the president in honoring the incredible sacrifice. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.